It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Rebecca Roberts, in for Renee Montaigne. The New Jersey men who were arrested for allegedly plotting to attack soldiers at Fort Dix led seemingly ordinary lives. They had jobs. They lived in Cherry Hill, a leafy suburb just outside of Philadelphia. They came home to apartments and brick buildings filled with working-class Russians, Yugoslavians, and Albanians. But prosecutors say this group personifies the new face of terrorism. NPR's Dina Temple-Rastam reports.
Take a look at the six Muslims who allegedly wanted to kill hundreds of soldiers at Fort Dix, and you'd see nothing out of the ordinary. They were convenience store clerks and roofers and cab drivers and pizza delivery men. One, Yugoslav Elver Duka, went by the nickname Elvis. Sidar Tatar was born in Turkey. He sometimes went by the nickname Tony. And all that normalcy is exactly what worries FBI agent J.P. Weiss.
These homegrown terrorists can prove to be as dangerous as any known group, if not more so. They operate under the radar. Today we dodged a bullet. In fact, when you look at the type of weapons that this group was trying to purchase, we may have dodged a lot of bullets.
Prosecutors are the first to say the discovery of this plot was a lucky break. A Mount Laurel shopkeeper alerted the police to a disturbing video he'd been asked to copy onto a DVD. It allegedly showed 10 young men shooting assault weapons at a firing range while calling for jihad and praising Allah. U.S. Attorney Christopher Christie said they weren't bound by a particular complaint, just an ideology.
The philosophy that supports and encourages jihad around the world against Americans came to live here in New Jersey and threaten the lives of our citizens through these defendants. Fortunately, law enforcement in New Jersey was here to stop them.
All told, the group included brothers from Yugoslavia, a Jordanian, and a young man from Turkey. All had been in the United States for years. Three had been here illegally, two had green cards, and one was a citizen. But together, Weiss said, they formed a platoon intent on taking on the army. Prosecutors said they were arrested now, after 15 months of surveillance, because they'd been trying to buy weapons that would be the final piece in their plan.
They identified their target. They did their reconnaissance. They had maps. And they were in the process of buying weapons. Luckily, we were able to stop that.
Prosecutors said they had considered many installations for an attack.
They also covertly surveilled not only Fort Dix, but other installations here in New Jersey and in Philadelphia. Fort Monmouth, Dover Air Force Base in Delaware, the Lakehurst Naval Station, and the Coast Guard building on Delaware Avenue in Philadelphia.
23-year-old Sidar Tatar allegedly said he was prepared to martyr himself. One of his Cherry Hill neighbors, who declined to be named, said he'd known Tatar since he was a student at Cherry Hill West High School. He had helped him deliver pizzas. Other neighbors of the men declined to talk or claim they hardly knew them. The men have been charged with conspiring to kill U.S. servicemen. They have been held without bail until another hearing scheduled for Friday. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.